الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. وبعد، والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله. This afternoon, inshallah, from the theme of our lecture, we'd like to talk a little bit about the akhlaq of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, or the akhlaq, or the character of the Salafiyin, or our pious predecessors and those people who follow their way. And before we begin, I was talking to Imam Abu Muslima Hafizahullah as we were talking about some of these things this morning after Fajr, and just speaking to him, and it only goes to show that alhamdulillah that we're trying with all our level best to take our information from the authentic sources. When talking to him, I told him that I was going to, at the end of my talk, mention a very important statement that revolves around this topic of the character of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. He said that the same thing that I was going to mention at the end, he was going to say in the beginning of the talk. The same statement. So I asked him, do you want me to can or throw away my statement, the statement that he's going to make? And he said no, which is a very important point, that no, we need to say it as much as we can. Therefore, I'm not going to say it at the end, I'm going to say it in the beginning. And inshallah, when he comes, he'll say it again. And this reminder will benefit the believers, inshallah. This is the statement of Ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullahi alayhi at the end of his precious book Al-Aqidatu Wasitiyya, this book that he had written between the Dhuhr and Asr prayer, from his memory. And this aqidah, inshallah, will remain until Allah removes it. And it is an aqidah that every beginner in Islam should memorize. Every beginner in Islam, every beginning student of knowledge, male or female, should memorize. At the end of his book, he makes these comments, which is indicative that those of us who attribute or affiliate that nisbah, salafi, to ourselves, who claim to cling tenaciously to Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, it's clear, crystal clear, that the real Salafiyun today, inshallah, after listening to Imam Abu Muslima and then maybe myself, that the real Salafiyun, we will ask you, please stand up. Who are the real Salafiyun? Because to say that Allah is over his throne in a manner befitting his majesty, and to understand this, and to know the principles of Asma wa Sifat in detail, and to know the principles of Tawheed, Uluhiyya, and Rububiyya, and to know that you put your hands right on top of your left on your chest, and to know that the niqab is one of the most honorable things that a woman can wear, and to know that your thawb and your pants should be above your ankles, and all of the other things that we can say about this deen, there's something that unfortunately many of us, and my ears are closer to me than they are to you, I'm speaking to myself firstly, there are some things that we are leaving off, and that is this khuluq, this akhlaq. And unfortunately, in our zeal, because we love this da'wah so much, we become just that, zealot, and we forget that precious part of the deen, which is character. We know that the aqidah of this da'wah is the correct aqidah, but this character of the people of the past is of paramount importance. And if we don't have this character, then we can't really claim to be the true Salafiyun. We cannot claim and attribute and affiliate ourselves and associate ourselves with the people whom we're going to hear just a little bit about their manhaj, their character, and how they carry themselves, their comportment. So please listen to the words of Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, rahmatullahi alayhi, who said at the end of his book, in terms that we know here in America, if you believe in this, then practice what you preach, in common terms. If you really believe that you are of this aqidah as salafiyyah, and you're of ad-da'wah to salafiyyah, then your character should be like this. He says, ثُمَّ هُمْ مَعَ هَذِهِ الْأُصُولِ يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ عَلَى مَا تُوجِبُهُ الشَّرِيعَةِ وَيَرَوْنَ إِقَامَةَ الْحَجِّ وَالْجِهَادِ وَالْجُمَعِ وَالْأَعْيَادِ مَعَ الْأُمَرَاءِ أَبْرَارًا كَانُوا أَوْ فُجَّارًا وَيُحَافِظُونَ عَلَى الْجَمَاعَاتِ وَيَدِينُونَ بِالنَّصِيحَةِ لِلْأُمَّةِ ويعتقدون معنى قوله صلى الله عليه وسلم المؤمن للمؤمن كالبنيان المرصوص يشد بعضه بعضا وشبك بين أصابعه وقوله صلى الله عليه وسلم مثل المؤمنين في توادهم وتراحمهم وتعاطفهم كمثل الجسد إذا اشتكى منه عضو تداعى له سائل الجسد بالحمى والسهر ويأمرون بالصبر عند البلاء والشكر عند الرخاء والرضا بمر القضاء ويدعون إلى مكارم الأخلاق ومحاسن الأعمال ويعتقدون معنى قوله صلى الله عليه وسلم أكمل المؤمنين إيمانا أحسنهم خلقا. The Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, the Salafiyun, the people who attribute themselves and associate themselves with this da'wah, follow the commandments, the principles of the Sharia, doing what is recognized and refusing to do what is prohibited. Doing what is wajib on them, and staying away, refusing to do that which is prohibited. They adhere to these principles and believe in performing Hajj and Jihad. They believe in these principles and they adhere to them in performing Hajj and Jihad and the Jumu'ah and the Eid with the leaders, whether their leaders are good or bad. Whether their leaders are good, abraran, or fujjaran. They're good or bad, righteous or wicked. This is part of our minhaj. They preserve the congregation, the jama'at. They follow the principle of exhorting the ummah and have faith in the statement of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A mu'min is like an edifice for another mu'min, some parts of which hold fast the other parts. And he joins his fingers with one another to explain the point, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the mutual love, mercy, and affection among them can be likened to an organ in the body. Whenever one part of an organ is hurt, the whole body becomes restless with fever. And brothers and sisters in Islam, while we're mentioning these ayat and these hadith from our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or these aqwal, these statements of our salaf the statements of Ahl Sunnah, the scholars of Ahl Sunnah of the past, رضي الله عنهم أجمعين. We should reflect inside of ourselves, am I a part of this? Can I stand up right now before he finishes his statement, or as he's pausing in his statement, can I stand up right now and say that I am truly a full paying member of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah? Have I been paying my dues? Am I really justified in calling myself Salafi, 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 Salafi? Am I really part of this? Listen to these words. Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah advise fortitude at a time of calamity. Ahl Sunnah advise fortitude. وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. They advise fortitude at the time of calamity and hardship, and exhort thankfulness during the time of ease. And they exhort thankfulness during the time of ease. And we know that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned that the affairs of the believer are amazing, all of them. And this is only for the believer, that when he is met with some sarra', some felicities, some bounty, some excellence from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, he's thankful, and that's good for him. And when he's hit with some barra', some calamity, some hardship, then he's patient, and that's good for him. And that's only for the believer. You waited, sister, for 30 years to have a child. You waited, brother, for your wife to get pregnant for 15 years. And then you're traveling in a car, and the car flips over on the highway, and you lose that baby just a week later. Are you patient with that, or do you scream and holler? Oh, why me? Why me? No, we waited so long. Why, Allah? This is the manhaj and the aqidah of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah for you to be patient when these things hit you. As Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says in his book, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّ لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ أُولَئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَّبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ وَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. Surely we will try you with something of fear and hunger and loss of crop and property and lives, but give glad tidings to the patient that when a calamity hits them, they say, we belong to Allah and to Allah will return. They are the ones who have salah and rahmah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their Lord. And they are the ones who are guided. They are the ones who are guided. Guided to what? Guided to the path of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Alhamdulillah, you know Allah has a shank. Alhamdulillah, you know Allah has a face befitting His Majesty. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, you know that Allah has hands and eyes, and He laughs and He gets angry. But are you patient when the calamity hits? And are you thankful when you get felicity? Or do you praise yourself and say, I did it myself? This is the aqidah and the manhaj of the people whom we claim to be a part of. Are you a full paying pledged member of this organization to Ad-Dawah to Salafiyah, to Al-Quran and authentic Sunnah on the understanding and practical application of our beloved righteous predecessors, radiallahu anhum ajma'een? And Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah, he goes on that they invite people to follow the best manner and noble character and morals. That they invite people to follow the best manner and noble character and morals. That they invite the people to perform the best manner and noble character and morals. They perform good deeds and have faith in the meaning of the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the man of most perfect faith, the man of the most excellent iman among the believers is the one who is best in character. Is the one who is best in character. And then Ibn Taymiyyah, he goes on,
وينضبون إلى أن تصل من قطعك وتعفي من حرمك وتعفو عمن ظلمك ويأمرون ببر الوالدين وصلة الأرحام وحسن الجواب والإحسان إلى اليتامى والمساكين وابن السبيل والرفق بالمملوك وينهون عن الفخر والخيلاء والبغي والاستطالة على الخلق بحق أو بغير حق ويأمرون بمعالي الأخلاق وينهون عن سفسافها وكل ما يقولونه ويفعلونه من هذا وغيره فإنما هم فيه متبعون للكتاب والسنة وطريقتهم هي دين الإسلام الذي بعث الله به محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم. لكن لما أخبر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أن أمته ستفترق على 73 فرقة كلها في النار إلا واحدة وهي الجماعة، وفي حديث عنه أنه قال: هم من كان على مثل ما أنا عليه اليوم وأصحابي. They exhort to men ties to him who cuts you off. The brother hasn't spoken to you for a year, 2 years, 3 years goes by. He's cut off relationships with you. You've been knowing each other for 16 years, and he won't even speak to you. He won't even talk to you when he sees you. Those people who are acting like this, we enjoin on them, we exhort them, we incite them, we prod them, we instigate to them. We instigate them, we push them to mend ties for the one who has cut you off. To give to him who has forbidden you and restricted you, and forgive him who has done wrong to you. This is of the aqidah and the manhaj of the salaf. To be gentle even with your enemy, your Muslim brother who has become your enemy. To be gentle and diplomatic with him so that you can return him back to the natural state of muwalat wal musafat, of wala, of loyalty, of honor, of friendship. They order for righteous treatment with parents.